White, J.E. White, Emma. Avondale, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 16, 1896. Dear children, I had written you a letter for you to seek the Lord most earnestly to know your duty in regard to connecting with me in my work in bookmaking. I cannot have help from Willie. That is not to be expected, now nor any future time. You could help me, and we could counsel together. But I have little courage to attempt to do anything while I have only Marion to help me. Fanny will never handle anything of the writings I have to bring before the people. I regard her as a traitor of sacred trusts. If the Lord indicates my duty, I shall go forward. I have no light to go to America. I have expected that Elder Olson would feel the necessity of W.C. White to help him, and might signify the same in a positive manner to come to his help. But if he does not signify this, the time has not come. Olson has linked himself and the cause up so fully with Henry and Harmon Lindsay, while at the same time he knows these men have not evidenced they have a connection with God, that he has made them think, by his thus doing, that he does not receive the warnings and the reproof God has given of their course. If Brother Olson believed the light and truth God has given of these men, would they be kept in responsible positions year after year? I scarcely know what to think of these things. I know not what to make of these things. But there are perilous times before us. I am very anxious to get out testimony number 34 now. I have secured Eliza's help. I will undertake that work, which ought to have been done years ago. I have things that should come to the people. Time is short. The end of all things is at hand. We are to give more diligent searching to Revelation. Here is a book opened for those who shall live in these last days of time. Daniel and Revelation are the books applicable to us and should be carefully studied and with much prayer. Read the first three verses. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things which he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. There is not that attention given to Revelation there should be. Much more should be said in regard to the coming of our Lord. There should be most earnest attention given to the Word. I have no persuasion, no urging. Let the Lord make the matter plain before your mind. You are in the service of God. Wherever you can serve Him best, I will be reconciled. But I set the matter before you and leave the decision to yourself. May the Lord abundantly bless you and commune with you and teach and guide you, is the prayer of your mother.